Recounts in the governor's and Senate races in Florida's Broward and Palm Beach counties are in turmoil today. Let's go to Broward and the Senate race. Last night, the Republican, Governor Rick Scott, filed his second lawsuit since last week, accusing Palm Beach and Broward County election supervisors, Democrats, of fraud. He's also called for impounding voting machines. Scott spoke to Fox and Friends this morning.
We know that, you know, they didn't let in party officials to observe. We know that there was no transparency. They're supposed to tell us where all this was coming from, when, how many ballots, all these things. We know mysteriously 93,000 new ballots showed up after Election Day.
And Katie Slutowski is Broward County reporter for NPR member station WLRN. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Robin.
Look, start there. Broward County Supervisor Brenda Snipes has had problems before. A judge ruled that in a 2016 congressional race, she got rid of some ballots, threw them out before she was supposed to, earlier than she should have. But what are officials saying about the governor's claims now that party officials weren't allowed to observe, that 93,000 ballots mysteriously showed up? What's the response?
So I was actually in the supervisor of elections office canvassing board meeting room when attorneys asked to be let in from different campaigns to observe the recount process. And they were let in. Representatives from eight campaigns and parties were let in to watch exactly what was happening. I think the confusion comes from when they asked to go inside. At first, the first response from Broward was, well, you can watch through a window. And that didn't go over well. So then they were let inside. But they were allowed to watch what's going on.
And what about 93,000 ballots just showing up?
Yes. So that's also not what, not what I've seen at all. We know that Broward has been counting votes. They counted votes after Tuesday all the way through Saturday afternoon. But they met state deadline, and the votes that they were counting were vote by mail, provisional, and absentee ballots that had already been received. So there wasn't this mysterious finding bags or boxes of ballots. Mm-hmm. And the state's Florida Department of Law Enforcement actually said, you know, they don't see evidence of fraud. Mm-hmm. So it's really trying to put to bed this social media rumor mill that's gone a little wild.
Well, but there have been problems. There were technical glitches that delayed the start of the recount in Broward this weekend. Last week, officials there failed to upload all the in-person early votes and absentee ballots by the time the polls close on Election Day. Snipes, who's a registered Democrat, admits to mixing 22 ballots that had been rejected in with about 205 legal ones. So little, you know, there have been these problems. But she pushed back when asked by reporters why the vote counting was taking longer than other counties. And, you know, maybe she wasn't taking it seriously.
I've been doing this now since October 22nd.
But if it's a
serious issue, we ran 22 sites. We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
Katie, as we've pointed out, Snipes has been very criticized before, but she's being defensive and holding her own. You know, what is the thinking here? Is the problem the officials, or is it, just something about the county, or is it the fact that we expected things to be done on election eve and across the country they weren't?
I think it's a little bit of all of that. I think because Broward is the second most populous county in Florida, things take longer here anyway. There are a lot of ballots, and that's been Snipes' main defense. We also had a really long ballot, 5 or 6 pages, depending on where you live in this county. And so I think one of the big accusations is, you only want things done fast and instantaneous when the races are close. Mm. The idea is that it usually takes this long, but it just doesn't affect the outcome.
Yeah. You mentioned the ballot, the very lengthy ballot. Democrats aren't happy with the ballot in Broward County because the Senate race was tucked low down on the page underneath voting instructions. They think people missed it. But the parties get to sign off on these ballots, so, you know, they saw it before. And, you know, in talking about the delay in Palm Beach County, you're there in Broward, but in Palm Beach County, they only have 8 machines to recount hundreds of thousands of votes. So this could take a while.
This could absolutely take a while. I talked to a couple of political professors, and the same sentiment I keep hearing is this is not going to be done before Thanksgiving. We're not going to have clear outcome winners for really until much later in November.
Wow. Okay. And yet, is the thinking still that It will be a long shot for the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Andrew Gillum, that Ron DeSantis, the Republican, will probably win the governor's seat. And it's still a toss-up for Scott and Nelson.
That is the thinking right now. Obviously, it depends on what the machine recount says. And that actually is supposed to start in Broward County later today. The idea is, you know, the Senate race is still too close. It could go to a hand recount after this machine recount, and that gap is much more narrow.
Boy. Katie Swiltoski, Broward County reporter for WLRN, who will have her work cut out for her for the next couple of weeks. Katie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.